This week's Torah reading is called Vaikra, which means, and he called, after the whole building of the tabernacle, the mobile temple in the desert, the Mishkan in Hebrew, God called Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him all the laws of the things that had to happen over there. Furthermore, the laws of the priests also. That's why this book is called Toiras Koyanim, the Torah, the laws of the priests. Now, one of the main things that happened over there in this Mishkan, in this tabernacle, was offerings. In Hebrew, korbanos. And even though they do not apply today, we're actually forbidden to do offerings outside of the temple. Interestingly, non-Jews could offer offerings outside of the temple, but it's completely not recommended for many reasons. Going back, we don't do this today. However, the teachings, the lessons that these offerings offer us actually are eternal. That means they apply everywhere and anytime. From within the offerings, there were actually two offerings that were called tomid. Tomid means always, constant offerings, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And the truth is that it's impossible for every single Jew to take the offerings every single day, twice a day, in Yerushalayim, in the holy city. When do you work? When do you live in your place? And so on. So the truth is that they used to gather every single year money from every single Jew to participate in these offerings. And with a small amount of money every year, these offerings were actually on behalf of every single Jew around the world, actually. Now, these offerings weren't even so big. They were just one sheep in the morning, one in the afternoon, some oil, some flour, and a bit of wine. However, these offerings are still called tomit, constant. That means it's a constant offering. The person has to offer himself constantly to God. But wait a second. We understand usually that a person has to offer himself completely to God, which actually is one of the other explanations of a korban. The word korban comes from the word kadoif, which means close. You want to get close to God? You have to offer yourself to God. But that's a different explanation. The point I'm trying to make is that we don't see that this offering was so big in quantity. However, our sages say that it doesn't really matter how less you give and how much you give. The main thing is your heart, the willingness, the kindness of the heart with which you give, how you give. So one of the lessons of these offerings is that really doesn't matter the amount in quantity that you give. You have to give yourself and with happiness, with joy, with a good heart. That's one idea. Another idea is that even though we actually gave a small amount, just a little bit in the morning and just a little bit in the afternoon, they're still called tomid, which means constant. God is not expecting from you more than what you can give. Of course, a person has to be honest with himself and find within himself how much in quantity and in quality can you really give God. What does it mean to give in quality? For instance, one example would be, if you're going to help somebody else with money, do you give it with a smiling face or just, come on, there you go. That's a quality issue besides the quantity you give. When you learn Torah, do you enjoy what you're learning? Is it, yeah, I have to read today this part. I'm tired now. I don't want to really read this. Is this boring? So you're doing in quantity what you have to do because you have to learn Torah every day, a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon. However, how do you do it? Do you actually make more beauty every single thing you give to God or not? That's the difference between quantity and quality. And these two offerings, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, they were small, but still they were considered complete giving, constant giving to God. So we see just a few ideas that come out of the korbanos, of the offerings. And like this, there are so many other ideas. And a person has to know that just as God said, you have to build for me a temple in the desert or in Jerusalem and so on, each one of us has to build from himself, from herself, a temple, a holy place for the dwelling of God's presence.